Blog Talk Radio.
We bless God for tonight. We bless God for allowing us to come on Blog Talk Radio once again. Holy Spirit, fall. Fall fresh upon us tonight, Lord God. Enjoy the music. This is Prophetess Teresa Dockson. I'll be back with you shortly. God bless you and thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Of the listeners tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for another Friday night, Lord God, where we're able to get into your presence, Father, and we're able, Lord God, to just tap in to the things of the Spirit. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you have kept us throughout the week. Father, we ask you to fall fresh upon us. Allow your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to renew us, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And because, Lord God, you do exactly what you said you would do. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we can count, lean, and depend on you. For it's all about you, Father. Lord, we thank you. We ask you, Lord God, to cover everyone on the lines with the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus trickle down from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord God. Let that anointing, Lord God, let it flow, let it fall. Father, we cry out to you for a fresh anointing. And we thank you, Father, for what you're going to do in this very hour. Use everyone, Lord God, that's going to come forth tonight. Let your anointing be afresh upon them, Father. We thank you for what you're doing. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you have already done. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray and I thank you. Go into meditation for a moment and be blessed with the music, and we'll be right back.
Every part of me needs you to fall. Every part,
about him, tell him how much you need it. Tell God how much you need. How many know we can't make it without him? We need the breath of your presence. We need the anointing. Oh, we need it. Come on, everybody. Come on, lift your hands up all over the place. Tell them how much you need him. Oh, we need God. Come on and bless his name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, God is so good. God always have a ram in the bush. Well, Father, we thank you that we can call on you and you answer us. We need you. You know, it's always good to, once you've been going about your week and your days, and you just need to get in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and you need to be able to hear his voice, and we need to know his voice. And we need to know how to know that it's God that's speaking to us. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about the prophetic flow, the flow of the Holy Spirit, the flow of God. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited about the workshop that's coming forth in October in Chicago, and how God is just doing something in the lives of his people. You know, we've been talking about knowing how to flow prophetically, understanding what the prophetic is, getting more knowledge. You know, we need to be alert to the fact that there is a divine flow to a prophetic ministry, a divine flow, a divine order in all things, in everything that we do. You know, the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 14 and 1, where the Word says, this is a divine order. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, the things of the Spirit, but rather that ye may prophesy. That's a divine order that's given by our Father. And that's how God wants us to flow. He wants us to understand what he would have us to do and how to know his voice and how not to follow a stranger and know the voice of God. And there is even tongues and interpretation. There's a ministry of tongues and interpretation, a ministry of the prophet, and also a releasing of the body to contribute. Listen to this, 1 Corinthians 14 and 27, where it says, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, it says, let it be by two, or at the most by three, that by course let one interpret. Now that's so misinterpreted sometimes. If any man speak to the body of Christ, or speak to the church, or speak in tongues, there will be an interpreter. But don't get it twisted with praying in tongues. Don't get it twisted when you're praying to your God in your heavenly language, because that's not about no one else but you and God. So I want to encourage you tonight to be strengthened in the prophetic flow of the Holy Spirit. I just want to play a short clip for you. A short clip just going to talk about how God moves by his Spirit and how sometimes we don't know God's voice sometimes. I mean, sometimes we think it's God, but a lot of times we're not sure. Well, let's see what Apostle has to say about it. You know, and this is a true word. We'll be coming back with different gifts of the Lord.
Man, you've been doing it anyway, so why don't you just do it for God? Just do it with an understanding. Get some understanding. And see, well, we're in an age now, I'm telling you, the witchcraft, the occultism, and all this stuff, y'all. Come on, don't you see the commercials? You got all this blatant occultism. And you decide, well, I don't want to prophesy because that might sound like the devil. Well, actually, the devil is the counterfeiter. He's the liar. He's the one to come up with the bogus stuff. No, he's trying to copy God. No, the devil is coming on full-fledged with his stuff. Why don't you get some zeal? Why don't you come on with it? Why don't you give it, lay it down for him?
Amen. Why don't you lay it down for him? And, you know, when the apostle came forth with that, it's too many lazy Christians. You know, we don't want to give it all. We don't want to turn situations around because we're not putting all we got into it. God don't want us to be part-time. He wants us to give it all we got.
The apostolic and the prophetic restoration requires that we all are dead people walking. And some of you, you know, even in this place now, you feel you're too sensitive. People accidentally bump into you and you already mad, you lost your religion, and then you crying out to the apostle and the prophet and the elders, you know, y'all need to pray for me. No, you need the Holy Ghost. You need to get your yabba dabba doo shama 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 going real good. Come on, talk to me, somebody. If that's all you know, then that's what you do. Y'all think I'm playing, but I'm serious. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I didn't have but a few little dribbles. And, amen, I used every last one of them until I got an upgrade. Hey, praise God. And y'all need an upgrade. If you ain't upgraded recently, you need an upgrade. Praise God. You and I need to cultivate the prophetic so that we can grow in the prophetic, so that we can bear witness of what Jesus is saying and what Jesus is doing. This word, this number actually, this year, 5770, should have opened our eyes. In the last 12 months, your eyes should have been opened to some things. First of all, you should have realized that many times you are your worst enemy. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Especially if you're not seeing right. Especially if you're not hearing right.
Amen, and that's the thing. Are you able to hear the voice of the Lord? Do you hear what he has to say to you? I want to encourage you tonight. If you're not sure that you're hearing the voice of the Lord, to get into his presence, and stay there. Stay there until he speak to you. I'm going to ask Evangelist Hannah if she would come forth. And just let the Lord use you as she come forth talking about what the Spirit of God have her to say about flowing in the prophetic. Then we're going to have Minister Parks and I believe Pastor Celeste. But we're going to go forth as the Lord lead.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Flowing in the prophetic, a lot of people, makes it seem difficult when it actually not. The Word of God says that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And this knowledge, the body of Christ needs. The body of Christ needs the prophetic flow in their ministries. The body of Christ needs the seeing eyes and the hearing ears from the Lord so they can see what's going on in their ministries. What God is saying, how God is guiding the ministry, how God is guiding the people in the ministry. Again, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And God wants his people to have this knowledge. So now he's raising up saints that is willing to teach, to do impartations, to activate this gift in people that has been lying dormant or don't have the understanding of the gift. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So we got to continue to know that God is working through other people for this to manifest in the earth realm, especially in these end times. Yes, we need to be in the prophetic. Yes, we need to know and hear the voice of God, to recognize the voice of God. God may be telling you to do one thing, but you do another thing, and it don't work out, and you wonder why, because God wasn't in it. Glory be to God. This move of God brings an anointing to an awakening, so you can be taught and trained, so the Holy Spirit can manifest the greater works that Jesus proclaimed that the church would do, that will be fulfilled, all his plans and purposes in the earth realm. The spiritual gifts are for the body of Christ, as for the church. One scripture says prophesying edifies the church. It's going to the church. It builds us up, but it edifies the church. It encourages, it exalts, and of course it rebukes also. But we need to know and to flow in the prophetic realm, in prophetic teaching. Glory be to God. And God is doing a new thing within the body of Christ. So we have to be willing to yield to the Spirit of God and allow it to come against fear. I come against any fear that the enemy try to hit people with so their eyes won't be truly opened to what the Lord wants them to receive. Glory be to God. This is a new thing in the body, which God is not a new thing, but this is something new that God is doing to open up people's eyes so we can learn, so we can tune in, so we can understand and know. And we also have to spend time with the Lord. We have to extend our faith to hear the Lord, because God says, my sheep hear my voice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to desire this gift. The men of God would say, be addicted to prophesy to this gift for you, your family, your church. Glory to God. So it can bring us revelation and protection. Because God say, if we call upon him, he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and those we honor him. So he want to be there. He want to answer us. But are we listening to him? Do we know and recognize when he's speaking to us? Glory to God. Flowing in the prophetic is awesome. Dancing in the prophetic, singing in the prophetic is awesome. But once we let go and yield to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to flow through us, to sing through us. We sing into God. Glory to God. And God get all the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to put another clip on of Apostle.
Now, second numeral, 1, 5771, praise God, Aleph, is the first letter of the Hebraic alphabet. It denotes the Father. Ooh-wee. Hallelujah. It's the symbol of the ox. Now, for you lazy Christians in here, we got at least two. I'm sorry, three. It's established. Hallelujah. You need to get the lid out. This is, I'm telling you, this decade demands work. You're not going to have any vision accomplished or fulfilled without work. And his wife, they're, oh my God, they're workers. Now, those y'all who are here, you ambassadors, you know well, you want, man, where they get the energy, man? Man, who are them? What is it? Where do they drink his energy drink? Is he on?
Amen. And that's another thing that's true. It takes work to do ministry. It takes work to do ministry. It doesn't just come. We have to work in ministry to make things happen. You know, and what are you doing to exalt the kingdom of God? No, not what are you getting, but what are you doing? You know, as we go to church and we get the word, but we don't give it. Let's talk about the science of prophecy. Tongues and interpretation are not the same. You know, sometimes people think interpretation and tongues are the same, but they're not. They're not the same as prophecy. You know, I heard a pastor say that there is to be no more than three prophecies in a service. And that was erroneous to me. You know, we need to understand that when God speaks, we shouldn't tie his hands. You need to let the word of God flow. When God speaks to you, it's because someone else needs it. And when we're afraid to give it, then we shortcut what God is trying to do in our lives for someone else. So I'm going to ask Minister Parks if she would come forth and just let the Spirit of God use her as God direct you. Minister Parks, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Amen.
Amen. Well, good evening, everyone. I certainly enjoy Evangelist Hannah and what she had to say. And she said some of the things I have been thinking about this evening. But let me give you just a little church history. Back in the 40s, I believe, the move of the Holy Spirit was the Billy Graham or Roberts era where healing became it was the focus of the Holy Spirit was healing. Then it moved to the deliverance, then it moved to the charismatic, and then there's a lot of moves of the Holy Spirit to bring light and illumination on his word. And back around the 60s and 70s, there was a move in a lot of the deliverance churches of prophecy and speaking in tongues, and certainly, and as a child, I grew up under that, and the scriptures the church I was in adhered to the scriptures where there were no more than three people who would stand up in a service and give tongues. And then someone was always an interpreter there, whether the person who gave the tongues interpreted or someone else interpreted. And our church adhered to that, and there was no confusion. And I think what happens, what has happened is, as we've moved onward and upward, so to speak, a lot of the gifts of the Spirit sort of got pushed in the background, and they became the faith movement and then the prosperity movement. And now the Lord has taken us to the apostolic prophetic movement, which is shedding light more on the gifts, on the office of a prophet. Because when I was growing up, people were pastors, teachers, and evangelists, and maybe an occasional apostle. Very, very few prophets. People owned up to be prophets. Now, in this day and time, everybody's a prophet. And I'm just not saying that to be humorous, but God does have a lot of New Testament prophets. And because you operate in the prophetic doesn't necessarily make you a prophet. But if you have certain giftings that are just resident and they're just in you, and you operate in certain kinds of gifting all the time, that can denote you as a prophet. What I want to talk about, I think, if it's okay with Prophetess Teresa, is to talk about a little bit about intercession and how it flows into the prophetic and how the calling of a prophet and what my understanding is, and just to shed a little light on that. All prophets are intercessors. There's no getting around it. But all intercessors are not prophets. Some people are just intercessors, and that's what they're going to be, and that's okay. And some people are given the call of a prophet. Doesn't make them any better, doesn't make them any worse. What it does, it gives them a lot more responsibility, and with that comes a lot more authority, but a lot more responsibility. And to be around a prophet, you know that person is, one of the ways you can tell is a person is an intercessor because they want to pray all the time. And usually they're a little weird people. They tend to be different than most Christians. They sort of stand out. They see things, they hear things, and God speaking to them a lot, yeah. If they tuned in, yeah, they hear a lot. They see a lot. But the responsibility comes where you can't be a talker. You can't tell what God tells you or tell what you see, because therein lies the responsibility that you have to be able to, as Evangelist Hannah said, you have to hear when it's your turn to speak. You have to know when God is telling you to say something. Oftentimes he'll just tell you something, and it's for you to pray about it. And there are times when he'll tell you something, and you have to tell that person. And as Prophetess Teresa said, when he tells you to tell that person, it's because they need it. You know, and then again lies your responsibility of how do you tell it? Do you tell them in compassion? Do you tell them in meekness? You know, And you need to tell them with empathy and compassion. And I don't mean milky toast and be a pushover, but I mean tell them with a spiritual authority. But you could tell them in love. And I think what has happened is a lot of the pastors shy away from this. Number one, my rationale is maybe sometimes the pastor just ain't right. You know, maybe sometimes the spiritual leader is in a situation that we all get in. Maybe they don't want nobody to know because they've built up this false front about how spiritual they are. And if you read the scriptures, you saw that everybody in the scriptures had a bad day, had some bad times. And that's just what it is. You know, he that lived godly must suffer persecution. We got to put on the whole armor so that we can stand against the fiery darts of the enemy. So just because you're a prophet or just because you're in a prophetic movement, church, don't think things ain't going to come toward you. Yes, they are. And that's why we have to have the whole armor. But and speaking of an intercessor, let me go back to an intercessor. A lot of the churches don't embrace the prophetic because they don't have intercessors. Intercessors are those people who go in, and they, like I said, they like to pray all the time. If you could pay me, I pay my bills, and I pray all day. That's the best job you could ever give me in life. But it doesn't work that way in our society. So intercessors are those men and women who pray, who actually go into the Holy of Holies spiritually and tear down demonic forces, as in Ephesians chapter 6, somewhere around the first of the verses, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, we go in, we tear down principalities and powers. And churches don't embrace the prophetic a lot of times because they are afraid of it. And quite frankly, I can somewhat understand, because it is awesome to have a prophet in your midst, but to have an intercessor that's tuned in. They stand out no matter what. They just do. It's just a spirit about them. And oftentimes, you know, the leadership won't embrace them because they're a little afraid of them. And that's too bad. That's too bad, because the Spirit of God is there to be a help to us, to be a paraclete, to help us through our daily situations, and to help us to bring us into all truth. The Scripture says, and I think it's St. John, the 15th and 16th chapter, where he will lead us into all truth. You know, so oftentimes people don't get the fullness of it because they are afraid of it. But those who do operate in it, it's also by faith. And as you grow from line upon line, precept upon precept, as you're taught, and you hear a little, there a little, and as you continue to grow in it, your faith grows. And the more your faith grows, the more the Lord leads you, the more he gives you things, the more he tells you things, the more you have to do. And it's almost like it just becomes part of your DNA. It's hard to extract you. You can't extract yourself from it because it just becomes part of you. And if you continue to live a Christian life and you continue to grow in God, it just becomes so. And so people have said to me, well, do you see a demon under every rock? Well, I don't necessarily see a demon under every rock, but I do see a lot of things. And I have to be careful that, and sometimes I'll do it at work, and I just do it because, you know, I just do it. It's just, I'll just see things, and I'll just talk about it like everybody, like the person beside me is seeing it. And I just say, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, they don't see this. I have to be careful. You have to be careful. But It's wonderful to be in that environment. It's wonderful to be around the gifts. It's wonderful to have the gifts flow through you. It is by faith, because sometimes you can be interceding, and as intercessors go from level to level. And when God takes you to a new level in your intercession, as you go deeper into the Spirit, it can get a little scary, but you still got to do it by faith. The more you do it, the deeper you can go. It's wonderful to be in a prophetic church. I'm not in a prophetic church, and I miss it. But to be in that kind of church is just like warm fuzzies, because someone can sitting up under a prophet, for me, it's like warm fuzzies, because you can feel the Spirit of God. You just can feel it, sense it. You just know it's there. I would say 10 times out of 10, it's a deeper anointing. So when you walk into the doors of the church, you can just feel it. You just know it's there. So it's what can I say? It's good to be in a church like that, but if you're not, you're sort of missing out. You're missing out on what we would, I would like to say, some of the deeper things, as Evangelist Hannah was saying, singing in the spirit. There's nothing to it. You talk, you sing. You speak in tongues, you sing. Instead of saying it, you just sing it. And when it talks about making melody in your heart, you know, singing hymns and songs and spiritual songs, well, as you sing in tongues, you're making melody. You're singing unto the Lord. And sometimes, just like you don't know what you're saying, sometimes the Lord will tell you. And sometimes you'll sing in the spirit. You're just singing. And a lot of times out of that singing in the spirit comes songs in English, melodies in English that you just begin to sing. And if you would write them down and chart them on a chart and put them on vinyl, put them on a CD, you could sell them. That's how some people get their songs. It just comes about it. I was in a church where a guy started singing. And he just started singing. First, he started singing in the spirit. Then he started singing in English. And it was a full-blown song. Now, I think they got it on, I don't know if he made a record of it, but they did catch it on tape. And it was beautiful. All he had to do was put it to get it copywritten. It was just wonderful. But anyway, if you're not in a prophetic church, you're just really missing out on just everything that goes along with it. The spirit, the gifts of the spirit are more heightened. They're more acute. They're more aware. The spirit has more freedom to flow, and it's really a place to be. I would like to say. In Detroit, where can you go? There are some churches. I don't just necessarily know where they are, but I'm sure there are some here. But even if you're not in a church that has the prophetic flow, you can meet up with some friends, or you could just pray or sing in the spirit, and you can allow the Lord to use you to be an instrument of change. And that's what I see myself as, an instrument of change. Every church I've gone in, where the Lord has used me in intercession, I was an instrument of change. Was I the initial one? No. In some cases, I was just a backup. In some cases, I was the instrument of change. So it's just good to be in that type of environment, especially now where things are really getting tough for everybody. You know, I don't like to go grocery shopping because the prices are just going off the roof. What I pay 59 cents for is now $1.69. You know what I'm saying? So prices are off the roof. People are losing their jobs. Yes, Christians are losing their jobs. You know, Christians are losing their homes. You know, but even in all of that, in the prophetic movement, and if you're around prophets or people who have an eye, who have an ear to hear what God is saying, he or she can give you a word, a personal word, or a word for the congregation that could help you through these hard times. You know, and that's what Prophet Teresa was saying. These gifts are for the church, and for the church to take it and use it and to minister it wherever they are in their daily walk, in their daily life, to help those around them and to help the body of Christ. I think I have talked out.
Amen. Good point, Minister Parks, because, you know, I believe that it's an attack of the enemy, that the people of God don't want to receive all that God has given for his people. And like you said, you're not in a prophetic church. You're not in a church where it's flowing. And I do believe that when it's missing, and I'm not saying that you're missing what God is doing, but I believe that you don't get the full benefit of what God can do through your life.
You don't.
You know, you leave church and you kind of have an emotional high. You know, it's like an emotional high that don't last long. You know, so we're doing this prophetic workshop, and I'm telling you that it is God doing it. And I'm grateful that we're able to have it in Chicago as well as Michigan, and we see Mississippi coming soon and even the Atlanta area. You know, so I'm excited because God, we deserve to get everything God has for us. Let's see what Apostle has to say next, and then we'll be bringing Pastor Celeste on. God bless everyone, and just ask God to just saturate your heart so you're able to receive what, you know, what God has for you, what part of the prophetic, what part, what role, what God wants for you. You know, it's a portion. It's a part. It's a role that you play. Just like Minister Parks just finished saying, it was times when I was the one that brought the change, or it was times when she supported the change. You know, so we have to know what God is having for us to do in the season that we're in. You know, and then I when I first started off talking, I was talking about how a pastor was saying that there's no more than three prophetic announcements in a service, and he was building it based upon the scripture where it talks about if there be an interpreter, let him keep silent. If there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him just speak to himself and to God. And let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. So if you do the math, that would be three. So it sounds like that word is saying three. But if you really understand what it's actually saying, it is implying that there's a ministry of tongues and interpretation that can take place in the congregation, and that there's a ministry where the prophet began to speak to the congregation, and when he say, let the others judge. Now, I believe that means that the other prophets or the other elder prophets should judge the word rather than the body judge it. You know, I don't believe that the body even have the ability to judge because they are there to be led. So it means let the elders, the ones that are flowing in that same realm, in that same vein, let them begin to discern and to judge, try the Spirit by the Spirit to know if it's God. See, God's the God of order. But again, let's go and see what Apostle has to say next, and then we'll be bringing Pastor Celeste on.
You got to. Heaven is depending on you. Now, you may, with your selfish thinking self, I hear you, and I know, praise God, one thing about these wonderful people here, they love people. Hallelujah. And I know that they, you know, encourage you to change, adjust. But we got to step it up, y'all. You already know. I know y'all in here. I know I ain't just bumping my gums for nothing. You're in here. You need an upgrade on your praying. Heaven is dependent upon you. Earth is dependent upon you. In this decade that we're in, we have to have the GAP standards. We need you. God needs you. And for what? So heaven can invade earth. So that's why Jesus came. That's another reason, not only to save us and to save the world, so that heaven and earth would be married again. Now, they already are. However, the earth and get them to pray. The scripture tells us in Romans 8 chapter that all, I'm paraphrasing, of course, that creation itself, all of creation, is what? Groaning, convulsing. Why? So that the sons and daughters of God might come to the forefront. So that you would take your place as a king and as a priest of God. We cannot do it without you. God cannot do it without you. It's crucial for you to allow the yearning of your God to flood your heart and your soul and your being with intercession. Strong crying for mercy. We need you. This letter, this number, it denotes, of course, Jesus' humanity. It denotes that Jesus, of course, the Bible tells us in Hebrews that he is the chief intercessor, that he ever liveth, he ever lives to what? To intercede for us. And the translation there refers that he is forever representing us before the Father. He is our advocate with the Father. He's our mediator with the Father. And God wants to raise up mediators in the earth, priests of God, kings. And when we look at the apostolic and the prophetic, the apostolic represents this royal, kingly manifestation. And of course, the prophetic, this priestly dimension that you and I have to own. I mean, if you're just here just because you came to hear, you know, thus says the Lord, and, you know, it's going to tickle your fancy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, that's something, because when you really think about what God is actually doing, how God's voice is going to be heard in the earth realm, he's not going to come down and do it. He's depending on us. He's depending on us to say what God says. And it's important that we know, like Evangelist Hannah was saying earlier, that Minister Parks, that prophets, everybody is not a prophet. And then I believe Evangelist Hannah was saying about prophesying. You don't have to be a prophet to prophesy. Think about Samuel. You know, Samuel, he stood over the prophets as being appointed over them. Truly, God is the God of order. He orchestrated and keeping the order and the flow so that they wouldn't thrust one another and go through no conflict. And that's what I was saying earlier. I believe that prophets are judged by other prophets or the elders. Someone in their realm, in that realm. Now, the word of God says, for ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. And the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. See, God has an order, and when his word go forth, or the man or woman of God is prophesying, you have to know that it's what God wants the people of God to know. And truly, it's going to line up with what God says about it. It's going to line up with the word of God. And if you hear a word from a man or woman of God, and it does not line up with the scripture, with what God says, then I encourage you not to receive that in your spirit. Because everything the man and woman of God tell you, prophesying, speaking over you, it shall line up with what God says. That's the kind of God that we serve, for truly he is a God of order. You know, and I want you to note, when I talked about the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. You know, I've been in meetings where someone would begin to prophesy, and the person in authority said, just hold that prophecy. Hold that word right there, and let me finish my thought. You know, after the person had finished his thought, he said, okay, now give us the word of the Lord. Now, is this order? Is this out of order? This is not out of order. It is completely in divine flow and order. There are other things that you might tell someone. Just hold that word. I will speak to you after the service. Or I like what one particular local fellowship did when the minister said that when the word of the Lord comes, they acknowledge the voice of the king by having someone stand. So that was their way of saying that the word had been judged. So they would do it by standing in support of the word that went forth. And then, you know, the elder would just stand, and then the rest of the congregation would stand in acknowledgement that that was the voice of our king. And when they felt that it wasn't God, the elder would remain sitting. And what does that mean? They were not in compliance of what word had just been spoken. And that would let the congregation know to put that word on the shelf. And you know what? I really thought that was an excellent way to handle prophecy in the local church. You know, that's the kind of God that we serve. He's a God of order. And the reason why when I talked about when the man of God that was in charge of the church told the prophet to hold that thought, because he was in spiritual authority in that place. So the prophet is subject unto the prophet. So you don't go into another man's house and not bring yourself under subjection to the authority that God have given him or God have given her. So I want to encourage everyone to know that we need to be taught what God says about it. Prophecy is in the word of God. Prophecy is speaking the voice of God. That's all it is. The spirit of Jesus is prophecy. So this is what this workshop is about. Evangelist Hannah, if you would make the announcement about the workshop that's coming forth in October and November.
Yes. The workshop in the Chicagoland area will be October the 27th and 28th from 6 o'clock to 9:30, October the 29th from 9 to 5 at 10359 King Drive at Greater Straightway Full Gospel Church. Glory to God. The workshop in Detroit, Michigan will be November the 17th, 18th, and 19th from 12 to 4 Thursday and Friday and from 9 to 5 Saturday the 19th. And if you want any more information pertaining to the workshop, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org to register and for more information.
Amen. Amen. But truly, I encourage you. Try to attend the workshops. If you can't attend the workshops, again, I can't say it enough. Try to sow into what we're doing. So you will be sowing into what God is doing for his people. You could go to our website again and go to the donation where it says sow into the kingdom and just sow. Or you can even mail your donation. You can go to our website, or you can even mail the donation to the address that's listed, or you can call on the blog talk, and then we'll give you more information about where to mail your donations. Again, while Pastor Celeste is preparing herself, I think she's en route. But again, we're going to bring Apostle back just with another clip. Thank you, Jesus.
This stuff is real, y'all. There are men and women, boys and girls, they're dying every day. Many of them are going right to hell. Or maybe they're not dying, but they're still suffering because somebody is not in their priestly role. This stuff is
real. You know, this is real. This is real. And we are granted with the opportunity to sow, to send someone, to do something to cause a person to be set free. Set free from ignorance, being ignorant of Satan's device. Being set free. You know, the Bible says those that win souls are wise. So who are we? We have to try to win souls and say what God says about it. I'm going to play another clip.
We are to increase in prayer in this year. Some of you ought to just say, God, you know what? I'm going to at least bring it up to a half hour. God, I'm going to bring it up to 45 minutes. I'm going to bring it up to an hour. I'm going to bring it up to an hour and a half. I'm going to bring it up to 2 hours. I'm going to do it, God. Because I see the need. I feel what you feel, God.
And when you tapped in to God, you feel what God feels. You know, it's time out for playing church. It's time out for having a zeal of God. But God won't change. You know, we literally are change agents. Do you feel like you're a change agent? Well, that's what God wants. He wants us to know that we're change agents. We bring change. When we come in a situation, change come. Things should be better. Things should be better. Things should be better. Praise the name of Jesus. Well, Lord, I just thank you for just bringing me to the point where I understand some things. I understand some things about the voice of God. How can you have a relationship with someone and you don't know their voice? That's why I'm encouraging everyone to try to make it to the workshop, order the CDs, order the manual, so you can know the voice of God. Even to be able to, and I'm going to ask Vandala Santa to get ready. I believe Pastor Celeste is almost prepared to come. But I want to ask Evangela Santa if she would kind of go over what lessons that the workshop does provide, like Chapter 1, Lesson 1, Lesson 2, if you would do that so that the people will know what the workshop will be providing, even when they get their CDs or their book. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. The first session will be on restoration of the gift. So you can be restored, so we can get restoration. Glory be to God. The second session will be on God wants to communicate. Because God wants to communicate to each in every one of us. Glory be to God. The third session will be on discerning the voice of God. We all need to be able to discern the voice of God. The fourth session will be on Christ's commands. Glory be to God. And we have to know truly the truth about what Christ commands. But this one is what Christ commands concerning spiritual gifts. Glory be to God. The fifth session will be on ministering the mind of Christ. Glory to God. So we can truly know and get a better understanding or get some new revelation on ministering the mind of Christ. Glory be to God. The training that I went to, it was pastors there, it was apostles there. We need to be refreshed also. Ministers need to be refreshed also. The sixth section would be on the revelation gifts, the gifts of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, the gift of discerning the spirits. Glory be to God. The seventh session would be on the keys to the kingdom. Jesus said he has given us the keys to the kingdom. Well, we bound on earth, we bound in heaven. Well, we loose on earth, we loose in heaven. Glory be to God. The eighth session will be on the five methods of prophesying. And the men of God will go thoroughly through the office of a prophet, prophetic preaching, prophetic presbyter, the gifts of the prophet, and the spirit of the prophet. Glory to God. The ninth session will be on God's purpose for praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the tenth session will be on releasing the voice of God. Glory be to God. So it will be 10 sessions with the workshop and the manual for ministering spiritual gifts. Glory to God.
Amen, amen. Bless God. I'm telling you that you will definitely change if you make it to this workshop, if you buy the CDs or get the book, because it has truly changed my life. It's the peace of God that you get because you understand some things that you've probably been questioning in your spirit. Yes. And then once you're in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and God starts speaking to you, and you know that it's okay to tell someone what God says, and you say it with authority and confidence because of who God said you are. You are a king. You are a priest. Do you see yourself that way? If God said it, I believe it. Amen, amen. I'm going to see if Pastor Celeste, are you ready to come forth?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I've been blessed so far of what I've heard from the Lord, and my spirit is doing a couple of somersaults over here because I know that the Lord is bringing the body of Christ into oneness, and it's not going to matter where you are and what side of town you're in, what city, what country. I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is bringing such a oneness till we all going to get the same word, the same revelation, the same understanding, the same knowledge. We're going to speak the same things. And you say, how could this be? Because there's so many, you know, I even asked the Lord, there's so many different religions, and so many believe this and that. And, you know, but God said it's going to be one sound, it's going to be one voice, it's going to be one spirit. And that same spirit that dwelt in Christ is dwelt in us. And that's how the oneness is going to be defined. And it's going to, the ones that's not being led by that Spirit, amen, we just encourage those who, you know, to come into with the body of Christ, where the Spirit of the Lord, you know, will begin to speak to you. And how do you know? And when you're in that kind of atmosphere, when you sit under what we say the prophetic anointing, prophetic flow, you'll begin to sense some things in your spirit. As your spirit is true to God and you love God and you desire everything, every part of you, to be conformed to the image of God, everything they see before the foundation of the world, the Bible says that he knew you. So even before you were even in your mother's womb, God had already orchestrated and constructed some things inside of you so that you can bring forth a manifestation. And it's all to the glory of God. And I believe somebody already talked about these gifts and anointings and talents and what you are in God is not for you. It's for somebody else. It's for the body of Christ. So we can't get wrapped up on what we could do, but it's all about who he is in us. It's Christ in you being formed. There's a hope of glory, the manifestation of the kingdom of God in the earth. Because before he could ever come back, he has to come back in you. He has to come back in us as a body. And so this prophetic word, and this is what we're speaking on, are rams of glory and visions that we are partakers of, because, hallelujah, we are part of his inheritance. Amen. We get to share. You know, you didn't do nothing to get this. This is part of what his desire was for you, to cause you to share as the sons of God in the kingdom of God, where there is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And you'll begin to know when this prophetic anointing, like you said, you don't need to be a prophet. You don't have to put a sign and go get you some cards and put prophet this and that, prophet is that, because the spirit of prophecy is in the church. It's the spirit of prophecy. And it is the same spirit that spoke when Jesus asked in Matthew 16, asked John, who do men say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so it's the spirit that reside in the church that we began to prophesy. It's the spirit that he has given us. It has to do with the mind of Christ. And so because we are his voice and because we speak his word and because we hear what he hear and say what he say, we're on a prophetic journey. And that journey is taking us places in God that we knew not of, that we're going some places now. Just as the children of Israel was going into a place, he told them that they were going into all the lands of the Canaan to possess the land. He said, you haven't come this way before. And I say today that you haven't came this way before. This prophetic place that God is bringing you to, you haven't came. God has so much for you to experience in him. Your eye have not seen, ear haven't heard what the Spirit of the Lord, the things that he's going to bring forth, the manifestation, the kind of glory, because nobody understands how the whole earth would be filled with his glory. Nobody can even tell you and make you understand how God would do this thing in the earth. It is his good pleasure. It is his good pleasure to give into us the kingdom, and it's in the earth, and I'm part of his inheritance, and I pray that you are too. Glory to God. We are being formed into the image of the Son of God. Glory to God. Going back to the beginning, going back to the original place where Adam left and the second Adam has fulfilled in the second Adam in Christ. So I thank God for this word that is going forth, and I just pray that people will begin to grab a hold and gravitate and come to, you know, the classes and the courses that's going to take place, the prophetic flow, the things, receive anything that you can get, because it is time. It is time. It is time that the Lord is going to raise us up. Amen. He's going to raise us up on this day, on this third day, and we're going to be living epistles, and we are going to be his real true voice, not like we have seen before where you get a mixture and where you get part this and part that, and it's going to be the every part of the body fitly joined together. Your gifting, your anointing, we complement each other. We're going to be locked up and linked up together as one. Amen. So I thank God for what this prophecy that is going forth, the classes and the services. I bless the Lord for them, and I encourage anyone that, you know, would want to gain more knowledge on this. You will get it, as the prophetess Teresa said. You will get it when you come to these classes or receive the books and the tapes or CDs or whatever is available to you at this time. Amen. We're all hungry for God. Amen. Amen. So I bless the Lord, and I thank God. Amen. Once again, amen. The King is coming. The King is coming. The voice is coming. He is speaking right now. Hebrews 12, he is speaking to us right now. Here, those who have ears can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Prophetess Teresa.
Amen. Praise God. And that is just something that when, as Pastor Celeste was saying, you know, knowing who you are and what inheritance God have made available for his people. You know, that's a powerful statement, because we have to be in expectation.
Yes.
You know, and it's I am truly excited. I am truly excited, because when you know that you hear the voice of God, when you know that what you're doing is lining up with the will of God, and the stand that you're taking is the stand of God. You know, it took my mind back to Samuel, and the word says, and it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither of the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And what did he do? And he prophesied among them. So a company of prophets, which brought a rich anointing, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied. So I just want you to know how important it is.
Yes, Lord.
Your company, the company that you keep, how God will release his Spirit upon you.
Yes.
You know, getting in that place of knowing who you are because of him.
Yes.
So that's what I encourage you. You know, when God said to bring the workshop forth, every single time he gives me an assignment, I start from faith. Not a dime sold, but faith. Not a person registered, but faith. Not a book available, but faith. See, it's that faith that pleases God. It's that faith that takes us to that next place in God. You know, I'm excited about this workshop. I am truly excited. You know, and to Minister Parks, where you were saying, you know, it's hard to get that prophetic flow, a church that is operating in it. Well, I'll tell you, Pastor Celeste and Pastor Morpheus, Pastor Eric, that anointing is so thick in their lives. It's so thick. And God is bringing them to a place where he placed them. That will be the place where you'll be able to say, I know it's in operation in this region. And as Pastor Celeste was saying, we're going to all come into the oneness. And that's what God wants, where we can speak the same thing and have the same mind and singleness in heart. See, when that word said that God changed his heart, a oneness came in the company of prophets. He pretty much became one with them, and he was able to prophesy. You don't have to be a prophet. All you have to is have faith that God is speaking. The spirit of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. How can we miss it? How can we not get it? And that's the scripture. That's the word. Evangelist Hannah, if you'll search in our manual and find where that scripture is for me so that we can release it to the people. And I just thank God for that. The spirit of prophecy is the spirit of Jesus.
Yes.
That's what the word says about it.
Mm-hmm. That's what it says.
You know, so we got to get this in our sanctified spirit, even to be able to dance in the spirit. You don't even need music on.
Yes.
But let that music inside of you.
Yes.
Let it come out and begin to dance and begin to flow and begin to get one in the spirit of God so that his glory can fall upon you. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. You know, I can't say that I'm excited. I'm just engulfed with what God is doing. How God is taking his people to a place in him where when you want to complain, you understand how important it is to just get in his presence.
Yes.
When you want to quit, that the answer is getting in his presence.
Yes.
You know, you can sing to him in the spirit, in the prophetic. You can dance in the prophetic.
Yes.
You can pray in the prophetic. You know, and it's all about just saying what God says. So I just encourage everyone on the line. I'm going to open the lines up. And truly, I'm excited to be able to be part of putting this workshop together for God's people. For God's people. And that's what he wants. He wants us to be open so that everyone can get it. And we can get on one accord. And we can all speak the same thing.
Yes.
We can all sing the same song. We can all say the same thing. We can all be one in the spirit. And that's what it's about, bringing that oneness to the body, bringing that oneness to the church, in the unity of the faith.
Yes. And
amen. Is there anyone that want to have a comment or want to say something, want to add on?
I do. I just wanted to say, when you were talking, I just wanted to say that, you know, when we're coming to this place in God, in unity, you know, we are no more children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. We're not flowing in the carnal mind. But he said, see, you've been redeemed from sin. You've been redeemed, and now you're free to flow in the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, Adam allowed the flesh to begin to rule him. And so we're not any more children. Children do childish things. And so in order to come to this place in God, you cannot allow your emotions, your temper, your anger, you can't be in that place anymore, because see, you're not there. If you really would begin to perceive where he's taking you to, he delivered you in your spirit. Now it's up to your mind to grab a hold of what he done in the spirit, in your spirit. It has to manifest in the natural, in the earth realm. And so, but when you begin to perceive who you are and what he has really done, how he brought you out into the marvelous light and placed you in a place in him that, my God, it supersedes every principality power. You have dominion over sin. This place that he's giving you is above and not beneath. You are seated with him in a heavenly realm. And so because of that, to be able to perceive that, and what really, as you were talking, Prophet, it just really struck me that, you know, God put something in us, and what he wants in this time is the manifestation of Christ. He wants you to declare, you to begin to declare. He said, go ahead. He said, go ahead, prophesy. Go ahead and declare, because you only speak in what's in your DNA, what's in you, is Christ in you, the hope of glory that's manifesting at this time. So therefore, it's no longer I or no longer you, but it's the Christ that lives in you that's going to begin to manifest. And so we can't take credit for anything. Only children want recognition and want applause and want standing ovations and like their name calls and their name on the bumper stickers and all this other stuff. That's because we're becoming and we're coming into a place where we can totally acknowledge the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. And that coming to that place, it just takes all accolades and everything off of yourself. It just does. And so I just wanted to say that. But God does want us to come to that place of where we recognize and you're not being, when you know it's in him, you're not being boastful or taking, because the DNA, the stuff is in us, but it's him. Is him that is going to manifest and be glorified in this hour in which we live right now. And then that scripture that you were looking for, I don't know if she found it yet, but I found Revelation 19 and 10, where it talks about Jesus being a spirit of prophecy.
Amen, amen. And it is so. He is the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy is the spirit of Christ.
Amen.
So we want the spirit of our daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know I want the spirit of my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to encourage everyone on this line to know that you are so special to God.
This is her show, you said? Mm-hmm.
You're special to God. You're special to the Lord. And it is his will that you can hear his voice. It is his will. It is so. Is there anyone on the line that would like to have a comment at this time? Amen. Amen. Well, we bless God tonight for just what he has spoken.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you can hear me?
Yes, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I didn't know if I was in or not because they, when I called in, they said to just listen.
Okay.
But, I called in once before. I'm sorry, my name is Corliss Austin, and I'm a sister of Dana, minister evangelist Dana Hannah. And I really enjoyed this tonight. This is awesome. God is really doing some awesome things. I mean, I was just going to listen to it, but I just put it on speaker for everyone to hear, and everyone is just enjoying, and I mean, they're like receiving Christ. So I just want to encourage you all to keep on, and I'm going to continue to listen in. It is great. I'm going to get more information from Evangelist Hannah regarding the workshop. Because I live like west, and I know that all of you are south, far south. So I'm going to see if I can like make some arrangements to at least 10. How many days is the workshop going to be?
The workshop is 3 days, but I'll tell you, my sister, it is worth the ride. It is worth the ride.
And just listening, I'm the first thing I'm going to know is, oh, my goodness, I can't miss this. I definitely want to participate in this workshop, just giving God all the glory, who is the head of my life.
Yes.
You know, so I bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I know it's His will that I make it to this workshop.
Amen.
So I just wanted to encourage you all, you know, to keep on, because that word, someone needs to hear it. And you would just be amazed. As God said, that His word would not return unto Him void. So just continue and keep the faith that I know that Evangelist Hannah have, and just listening to the rest of you all, I know the faith that you all have. So I just want to encourage you all, you know, to keep God's word. Yes, keep testifying, keep telling the testimony of Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Ooh, in Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
Glory to God. We receive that, woman of God. And we pray that you will be able to come out, because the workshop in Chicago is actually on 130 King Drive, so it's not far south.
Yeah,
So you get your people together, y'all come on out. And get a word from the Lord, get more revelation and understanding. And I'm glad that you called in tonight. So this was just a divine connection.
Yes.
For you to be on and to hear. For you and your sisters, or your sisters in Christ, can come out and get more of what God has for y'all.
Bless you, sister.
Bless you.
Is that going to be on?
October the 27th, 28th, and 29th. That's the last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in October.
Okay. And that's 130 King Drive?
Yes.
And what's the name of the place? Or is it a house?
It's a church. Straightway.
Okay.
Greater Straightway Missionary. Greater Straightway Full Gospel Church.
Okay.
And I will give you more information.
Okay.
Love you.
Okay, love you all.
Amen, and we love you too, sis. You know, as Pastor Celeste was saying about, but strong meat belong to them that are full age. That's what the word says. And even those who by reason to use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. In Hebrews. So when you hear the word of God and truth going forth, yes, you want to get to it. You know, yes, you be like, okay, I want some more of that. And that's where we are. That's where we are, where we're able to love on each other. We're able to correct each other in love. We're able to grow together. We're able to support each other, because that's what God wants. That's what He wants. He wants us to be in the oneness, in oneness, in oneness, so we can represent Him. And when we say what God says about it, it is received, because they'll watch our walk. People will watch your walk, that your talk line up with your walk. And it's because of the grace of God. So we truly give Him the glory. God want to communicate with all of us. He want to communicate with us so that we can say what He says about a situation, so that we can bring light to a dark place, bright up a dark place, where we can encourage someone's heart. Yes, yes, yes. So again, I want to thank everyone. I'm going to play another clip of Apostle Emmons, which is one of the instructors. And I'm telling you, when this man of God go forth, it's like you can feel the very presence of God because of his humility. You know, He's very humble. And then when he gets to talking about what God says, my God, you get a revelation. You get a revelation yourself, what God is saying directly to you. I mean, we're even doing activation, meaning that you won't just sit in the class and listen. You get a chance to speak. You get a chance to prophesy. The atmosphere is set and created. I'm going to play another clip of Apostle.
The value of this one, this number one, it represents the Godhead. And we know that God, as far as the numeral, is one, one, and one. And if you multiply one time one time one, you come up with you wizards in here, you still get one. He said, me and my Father, we are one. We know that in the first chapter of the book of Genesis, we see that God is introduced as Elohim, the triune God. The first hint of the Trinity is right there in our faces in the first chapter. And he's one, he's God. Now with this equation, he also wants you to understand that this equation, one, represents the apostolic. Remember how the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, as we look at some of those offices and some of those ministries that are mentioned there, it says, first apostles, letting us know, denoting the relevancy of him being distinctly the first. Now, mind you, the apostles, you know, for you want to be apostles, I ain't mad at you. But do you really think you know what you're talking about? All it requires is death, that's all. One thing, yeah, if you go straight in the apostolic and the prophetic, which that means all of y'all have to, but if you're going to walk in the office of an apostle, that means that your stuff is like on hold until Jesus says so. And praise God, he does say yes sometimes. But the kingdom is number one.
Praise God. Glory to God. What a mighty man of God, Apostle Emmons. He is also King of Builders Covering. Glory be to God. And every time God uses him, he just pulls out a very humble man of God that God is using in this season to pour into the body of Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is there anyone else on the line that has a comment? Glory to God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Well, if there's no one else on the line that has a comment, we thank God for everyone that has called in. We thank God for all our internet listeners. And as I said earlier, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org to get more information on the workshop. We love you. We thank God for you. And you continue to have a blessed evening. Glory be to God.
Okay, thank you.
Got it.